rock and roll.
You got it. Must be the green button.
All right.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
There's no.
It's usually a delay.
Is it recording?
There we go.
I knew it was just a matter of time.
We're connected.
It is 6 p.m. on Monday, May 22nd, 2017. We'll call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. We'll start with roll call. Wheeler?
Here.
Hanson?
Here.
Dart?
Here.
Kornowski is here. Rob?
Here.
Kowalczyk Adrians?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Moving on to item number two, election of chair. I'm willing to continue.
Good, I was just going to nominate you.
You have to?
I'll nominate Wes.
Second.
I'll second. It's already been seconded.
Okay. Well,
all right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Punishment continues. Okay. Item number three, election of vice chair. Is anybody interested?
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll nominate Howard.
There's a nomination. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
The nomination is for Howard. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Howard, continue on vice chair. All
right. Was Roger the vice chair before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Item number four, modify or adapt the agenda.
One second. I'm sorry. We're trying to determine. This is your second or third time?
Just a second.
Second.
So, leave you began in 2015, right?
On the commission, but then I was in chair until
2016. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
We're good.
And I think this is the last one I can have.
And then who nominated Howard?
Penny.
And second? Okay, thank you.
Thank you for checking our facts.
We don't want you to get beat.
Oh, no. I can't deal with the controversy.
Leave the pit.
Are there any changes to the agenda that anybody wants to make?
I'll make a motion to adapt the agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the agenda moves forward as is. Item number five, minutes from April 24th, 2017. If there are any corrections or edits, please voice them.
Move to adopt the minutes.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes carried. Item number six, announcements. I guess we'll leave this to Trevor and Fred.
We actually have quite a few. The first one I'm going to announce sort of as item number five, just an update on that billboard that we discussed at the last meeting. So the billboard agreed with the Plan Commission's recommendation and directed staff to look into possible language to potentially allow billboard at that location. So that's something that we're looking at drafting, and that will be coming to you probably next month or maybe in July. The second one, Weiss Chiropractic has opened on 2031 South Webster Avenue. That's the building just south of Associated Bank. To be honest, yeah, correct. So the building just north of Webster Elementary. They are relocating from the east side, like Nicolet Drive area, at UWGD. They were at that location for like 12 years and have since moved here, and they're going to have the ribbon cutting on Saturday, June 24th at 12 o'clock. So I'll be sure to send you an email update about that, but if you're able to attend, please do. Then we have the Alloy Business Association Excellence in Business Awards. The large business winner was Assisted Living by Hillcrest. So that's at Sunrise in the Bishop's Court up on St. Joseph there. And the runner-up for the large business was Wilkie Orthodontics. The small business winner was Lock, Stock, and Bagel. And the small business runner-up was Green Bay Family Dentistry. Then we will have the farmers market again this year, beginning June 15th, on every Thursday evening, 3:30 to 6:30, right outside here until October 5th. And then the final thing for me, and I know Brad has a few more, we will have a banner at the Bell and Rhine, and we're going to try and have a gateway sign on Webster. So we'll have a gateway sign on Webster Avenue just so people know that they're coming into Alloway. It should be a permanent one. It might not be in its final location, but we will have a permanent one on site, kind of trailer or something. And then we'll have a small smaller banner on Clay and McCormick, just saying thanks for visiting Alloway. So, just so the runners know that 5 and 6 miles they run are in Alloway. So,
just a couple more. In the parking lot, you'll see some banners. I should be started with some more or less the farmers market ones. We added a couple different ones this year, just welcoming people. So just trying to get that whole branding initiative out there, letting people know where they're at. So a couple other items coming up. The Miracle League opens on June 3rd will be the opening day for the Miracle League. And we just finished, they just finished resurfacing the field itself. Through donations, I think I mentioned at the last meeting, several hundred thousands of dollars have been raised all through donations, and resurfacing of the field was one of them. So it's an important place, rubberized material. Should not have to worry about it for many years. It's that barrier-free aspect. So let's take a look at it. It looks really nice, and there's more things to come to the park. Been working with Langlade Elementary School to create a community garden. So we've got between Langlade School and Langlade Park on the school property is an area that's been tilled up, and we have four residents that have taken a garden plot and have planted. So the idea is to continue that throughout the community and I hate to say this at the pond, make it grow.
That's good.
Wednesday night I'll be myself and some Alloway Alliance will be over installing a split rail fence around the garden to make it look a little more appealing. So if you're interested, let me know. If you'd like to have a garden, let me know. I'll get you in contact with the appropriate individual. What did I miss, Trevor? Alloway Fest. Alloway Fest is coming up on June 11th. So, a lot of activities down in Greenough Park. If you've never been there, give it a shot. Especially if you like old cars. Because that's what it's centered around is the Precious Metal Car Show. So, that's all I have for now.
Okay. Any other announcements? Okay, item number 7, public appearances. If anybody in the public would like to come to the podium. Okay.
Item number 8, discussion zoning code project and possible stopgaps. So I assume this is an update as to where we're at and what you've learned.
So I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to sit down with Brown County and just kind of pick their brain and see what their recommendations are as far as what our next step should be. They told us that we're on the right track. We're doing the right things, and they suggest that there, or they said that there could be some possible stopgap solutions, simple amendments to our zoning code that allow mixed use, is what we talked about last time, and that could be done through maybe conditional use, and so they're going to be working with me on drafting some language, and that too will be coming before you guys shortly. Then they said the next longer-term thing would be the RFP, and it's not so much long-term. They suggested we start working on that right away and writing an RFP that would highlight what the Planning Commission and Village Board see as issues or concerns with our current zoning code. And then having the consultants tell us, give us suggestions or different types of zoning codes that will meet our needs. And they said they're certainly willing to be part of that process as well. So they recommended getting that done this summer and having the board approve it sometime in August or so, go out in September. We could have someone potentially working on it in January. I asked them if there is any concern with not having the budgeted funds right away, and they said have the Village Board approve the RFP, because if they approve the RFP, more than likely they're going to approve it in the budget and maybe bring that up in the RFP. So they didn't seem too concerned with that. And then I know the commission last time asked for me to explain a little bit about the C Professional Office District and how we can allow mixed use currently within that district. Right. So if there's any further discussion or questions about the Brown County's comments, otherwise I'll jump right into that. Professional Office District. Alright. So right there is the allowed uses in the C Professional Office District with these uses in number 5 being allowed through conditional use. So really, like a hotel or office building mixed with retail. Or some sort of living facility. So what we'd have to do is, if a facility wasn't zoned C Professional Office District, we'd likely rezone it as this. And then the mixed use or the conjoined use would be contingent on getting a conditional use, and that is something we already allow in our zoning code. Now, if you recall, this is something that we've always had in our ordinance, however, it's never matched up correctly, or it never matched up correctly until we went through the codification process. And it was as simple as a reference number was wrong. And so it was in there, but technically we couldn't use the tool because of that reference number. At some point, the zoning code was amended, and that reference number never got adjusted. And so through the codification process, that was fixed. And now, under C Professional Office District, it references the correct article. referencing the conditional use process. So that's potential stopgap right there.
Is the C professional district in the hierarchy of zoning districts, is it more restrictive than the general business, or how we coin it, highway business, or?
It's right. It's more restrictive. I'd say it's probably about the same as regular commercial, straight commercial.
Okay.
As far as setbacks and that sort of thing, and
right.
Area coverage, maybe a little less, but it's definitely less intrusive than highway business use.
Highway business use usually has like drive-throughs.
Drive-throughs and gas stations and ice cream parlors. Right.
Is there a difference between, somewhere I saw administrative office and professional office, is there a difference between those two uses? I think it was number one and two. What's the difference between an administrative office building and a professional office building?
I have no idea.
At least they're both included.
Yeah.
In case.
It might seem the definitions sections.
Yeah. All right, so are you saying the stopgap is rezone to professional office, or are you saying use the, I guess, structure of the conditional use within that C district and other districts?
That's what I'd be saying.
Okay. So we wouldn't want to go in and rezone things to professional office to allow for multi
right.
unit. We would want to do that. Okay. That makes sense.
And currently we have a one conditional use allowed in straight commercial, and that's food hubs.
Okay.
So, and that was amended back in 2015.
Right. So that might be an easy fix
right.
for that problem.
Right. It wouldn't solve necessarily some of the setback issues or any of the other issues that some of these non-conforming buildings
right.
are seeing. That would need a more intensive overhaul, but as far as use, this would be a relatively easy fix.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or concerns? What's the next step? Did you say you're going to come back to us with?
Yeah, I'll come back with
some
drafted language. Next month, hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah, next month, July for sure.
And we're still all on the same page, right? This is something that we want to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Item number 9, update on Green Bay Correctional Institution.
A week ago today, we did a tour of the Green Bay Correctional Institution with Representative Steffen and a representative from the Historic Preservation Office to get a better understanding of what could and could not be done to the buildings in the event they are, in the event the prison is decommissioned. Very educational. There are a lot of things that can be done.
Can, correct.
There's several areas that, you know, certainly want to maintain exactly what it is today. There are some unique opportunities that presented themselves as we're walking through the buildings. We spent a couple, 2.5 hours or so wandering the grounds and saw a place that I've never seen in the prison, so that's not that I've been there.
It's busy.
But it was very educational. And the covenant that would be placed upon it, similar to what we would have to do, but yet a little bit different. If you're asking for state tax credits or historic tax credits, then the process is a lot different. that there's not the tax credits that you're after. Certainly have more flexibility, and it falls within either the Planning Commission or the Village Board or the Historic Preservation Committee to allow whatever changes are being requested. Am I saying that correctly? That's right, I'm sorry. The statement on that covenant, so that would be totally different. I started thinking about our pump house and other properties, so it would have to go through the state. So disregard what I just said. Sorry. But anyway, a follow-up to the tour. On Tuesday, President Rafter, Trevor, and myself went down to testify in front of the Correctionals Committee to the State Capitol. Given the opportunity to speak after Representative Steffen and State Senator Lassay introduced the bill and went through what they're proposing the bill to maintain, which is decommissioning the prison, a new facility built either in Brown County or adjoining county, leasing that facility from a private individual, with the option to purchase, meaning the state would option to purchase the new prison at a time frame, whatever is set. If in the event the prison were to be purchased by the state, that there was language in there that in lieu of taxes, there would be a payment in lieu of taxes to whatever community or county the new prison is associated with. So this, a lot of discussion took place at that particular hearing. We got there at 9:15 in the morning, and we never got back to Green Bay until 7:30, almost 7:30 Tuesday night. There are two bills that are introduced. They're the same bill. One is put into the budget, and the other one is a standalone that is going through the Corrections Committee itself. I have not heard when the next hearing will take place, whether it's through the Joint Finance or the Corrections brings it up again, so I don't have any further information as far as what the next step is. Just maintaining contact with Representative Steffen's office and certainly get that information out. If it is something that is before the committee, either the Corrections or Joint Finance, if we have the opportunity to go down in support of the proposed bill, then certainly we'd like to do that. Organize some sort of a group, a bus going down, or whatever the case may be.
Was there opposition?
The opposition that spoke that particular day was the union workers rep for the guards. So, and, you know, the intent of, you know, you got a private facility run by the state, is that just opening the door for a private?
So the concern was more on the ownership of the new prison versus the decommissioning of the old. Was the consensus pretty much that the current correctional center is insufficient?
I think for the most part, yes, but it's really hard to read what the sentiment really is. You know, the concern of putting into the legislation that there would be a fee in lieu of taxes. There was the concern, why just the general area of Brown County and the tri-counties? Why not open it up throughout the state? There are 35 correctional institutions spread out in the state of Wisconsin. And there's three maximum security, correct? And only three maximum security. So the debate itself in regards to this bill lasted 1.5 to 2 hours maybe. So I think there was some pretty good discussion amongst the committee members. Certainly if you have an interest and support it, certainly reaching out to the Joint Finance Committee or the Corrections Committee with a PL letter. Certainly is something that you can do. Our Economic Development Committee is writing a letter in support of the decommissioning of the prison. Am I missing anything? Yes, tomorrow night, Allegheny County is actually bringing up a potential resolution opposing the bill. And if you want to look up, it's AB 292.
Great.
That's the bill number.
Why?
Not absolutely certain at this point. I may run down to Allegheny County tomorrow night and attend their meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think, speculating, I think because it's a broader issue than just the Green Bay Correctional Institution, that there are several other prisons in the state of Wisconsin that are in need of some repair. But you have to look back at the study of 2009 that highlighted the Green Bay Correctional Facility as being one that is looking at the 100 million plus.
Okay. Any questions for Brad? This is a pretty long-range project for the bill to get through. I mean, construction of the prison.
If this were to go through, the bill indicates that the sale of the property as it is today would be November of 2018.
For the sale of
the current facility.
The current facility, but then to build.
And then that by 2022, November of 2022, that the prison needs to be vacated. So about 5 years.
5 years. Yeah, okay.
Just a question. Did it come up at all about, so in the governor's biennium budget, there was like $33 million that was approved for improvements at the correctional facility? I'm assuming that won't happen, but...
If the bill does not go through, it is in the budget.
Yeah, it's like
budget.
2017-2019 budget, I
correct.
Saw. So, okay.
And that was the urgency for Representative Steffen looking at it saying, you know, here's an opportunity not to expend $22, $33 million, whatever the final number is, in this biennial budget.
Okay. Anything else for Brad? Item number 10, update on Alloway Waterworks Building located at 535 Green Avenue.
So we touched on this briefly at the last meeting, and we mentioned that there was that restrictive covenant that the state said we had put on. We had the opportunity to, as Brad said, tour the Green Bay Correctional Institute with the State Historic Preservation Officer. And we had planned on going and touring the pump house. However, he had an appointment in Door County, and we ran short on time. However, he did say, you guys can do what you want as long as the individuals are not seeking tax credit. So that's something that we thought we could was the answer a long time ago. However, we still do have to put that restrictive covenant on the building. He said, but we are the authors of that restrictive covenant. So that's going to be up to what the village board and I'm sure the historic preservation committee wants to see in that restrictive covenant. Maybe it's just the facade. I don't know if that's going to be a discussion again with the committee and the board, but it's a lot better news than we originally thought, because according to the email that we received from the state, we wouldn't be able to pull back the berms, we wouldn't be able to hang drywall or do anything in that facility. So it essentially would have left the vacant facility.
Mm-hmm. That's true. If they're looking for the historic tax credit.
Right. So if they are looking for the tax credits, then again, they have to, they're very limited as far as what they can do. And get that approved by the state. So we're looking at drafting a restrictive covenant within the next month, working with our attorney. And so hopefully within the next few months we'll have that voting. So that's fingers crossed.
Okay. Anything on that? Item number 11, report, discussion, standing committees. Any committee updates? Or?
We have a few. The Parks Committee, last month I said that they were going to be discussing the Emerald Ash Borer. As you know, that is confirmed to be in alleyway. Angie, I don't know if you want to expand a little bit more on the discussion you had on the future trail in the East River.
Sure. I had brought up to the committee that I would like to look at potentially amending the parks plan to specify that there is a future trail that we would like to have along the East River Parkway to connect the future St. Joseph Arboretum with the Fox or East River Trail. But after the discussion, we realized that it's somewhat defined already in the park plan, so there really wasn't the need to amend it, but maybe just kind of report back to everybody else here, because even I was unaware of that when we looked at that one property that we vacated. So had we been aware of that, we may have, you know, reconsidered vacating that property, because any additional vacations could put in jeopardy that trail connection.
What is that? And that's, I'm just trying to think, when we vacate a property, you still want to right of way, correct?
Okay.
Or did we vacate the right of way in that scenario?
Yeah, in that scenario, we vacated a section of it. It's still, there's still plenty of room for a trail, but
okay.
If we, you know, continue to do that, we could potentially lose that.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah, if we were to vacate right of way. Yeah, that's a good point.
Can I speak to?
I guess we can go out of order. Is everybody, is there a motion to allow him to speak?
Second.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, you're good.
Thank you.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was the former co-chairman of the Bike Ped Committee. With regards to the trails along the East River, we looked at it under the complete streets guidelines that were recently abandoned by the state, but they're still a good program, the complete streets program. And we would like to see the sidewalks and the trails form a cohesive unit to form walking loops for the different neighborhoods that would give you the complete streets. So the East River Trail was just one of the many ones. Along the St. Joseph, West St. Joseph, to get down to the Fox River Trail. There needs to be a sidewalk on the west side of the road so people can actually get down to the trail, because that's all private land. So there's going to be a lot of development coming up this summer. The Mariner has a project, the Somerville has a project. The Old Chapel Hill is a current project, so there's going to be a lot going on right down there, and that the pedestrians need to be taken into consideration, particularly on the west side and getting across the street. So, you know, if we can take a look at that as the projects come on in, that we'd like to see the trails connected. The East River is now going to be a long-term project. But the Fox River Trail getting down there is something that's immediate coming up in the next couple of months. Thanks.
Thank you. A motion to return to regular session.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We are back in regular session. So we were on Parks Committee. Is there any other committee?
At the April meeting, the Parks Committee also talked about the urban wildlife management. And the next time, again, Angie, correct me if I'm wrong, the next 5-year update, they're planning on having a survey.
Yeah, we had the survey go out with the last park update, and we just discussed that we didn't really ask anything about urban wildlife, and we thought maybe a few questions in that survey could help guide us when we have questions come up about urban wildlife issues.
And then tomorrow night, the Parks Committee, they have a very brief agenda, but they're going to be talking about well, more information. I'll just Green Bay Packers first Downs for Trees is the annual event. That'll be taking place June 5th. And then the Miracle Field Research Project that Brad mentioned earlier. And then Public Works Committee at their May 10th meeting, they continue discussion on the sidewalk plowing policy, and nothing was decided, but they're going to, I guess, continue discussion at the June meeting. So.
Follow up on the June 5th First Down for Trees. That's an event that's going to take place on Greenout Park. It's funded by the Packers as well as the DNR and others that through grants to purchase a bunch of trees, not a bunch of trees, purchase a lot of trees for several of the communities around here to help reduce their carbon footprint. So this year we get to host it, and it should be a nice event.
Very good. No other committee reports? Okay. Item number 12, next meeting date and agenda items. That's the last Monday. Sounds right enough. June 26th. Should we do it at 6? All right. As far as agenda items, does anybody have anything that they'd like to have added to the agenda? Outside of, I guess, a few things that we discussed, there's a zoning code again for us on that. As far as the mixed use, staff gap, we'll call it. Maybe another update on the GDCI, depending on where that is. So really the big two. I don't know if that restrictive covenant would come to Plan Commission or not. I'm not saying it has to for the waterworks.
Right.
It's fine if it doesn't. But
You will see it eventually.
Sure.
If you drive through rezone.
Sure. Anything else that anybody can think of?
And there's going to be that language for the billboard as well. The board directed. Staff to look at
the billboard.
I'm sorry, I mentioned it briefly.
The billboard, yeah, the one that we talked about last meeting. Okay, yeah, billboard language. And then any other business that would come up between now and then.
Hopefully, we have some projects.
That'd be great. When is CP going to be? Have they broke ground yet? I just drove by it today and I didn't notice. Okay. Good. I don't have anything else. If anybody else has any other agenda items around? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.
Good, my computer was running low on battery.
It stopped loading.